Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All I'm going to do is sit back and, like, just sit back and I want to hear you pontificate about James Harden because I tried to tell y'all about a month ago or 6 weeks ago.
Wait. First of all, it wasn't that long ago. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Rob G, it's been longer than three weeks, about a month. That's
on
what
Undisputed,
I said.
Was it on Undisputed? Yeah, when we hosted Undisputed.
Yeah, that was a holiday.
You were saying James Harden was the best player.
But that
in
was
the
a
world.
Monday we filled in.
Yeah, right now. You keep couching it. Why don't you?
I'm not couching it.
Why don't
it.
You really put bass in your voice, stick out your chest,
my
and
bass
say
is
it
out.
Without saying,
look,
right now.
Look, my chest is out.
It was 3 weeks. Is it?
Oh, man, it's hurting. My chest is out and my
you
bass.
You need to hit the bench press,
oh,
man,
you know,
if your chest is
bit.
Out. That's your chest out?
It's a bird chest. I get it.
No, James Harden, and I said it 3 weeks ago when you first said he was the best player in the world. Right now, and I said it 2 weeks ago when you doubled down on it, and I'll say it today. He is magnificent. I think he should already have two MVP awards. I thought he should have won in 2015, and I voted for him in 2015, the first year that Steph Curry won the MVP award.
I got
news
for you.
And then, of course, I voted for him last year, and he won it. He's going to win it this year. Should be his third, but will be his second.
Wait a minute. You bet
all
me that,
that
LeBron
said,
James was going to win the MVP.
He's missed too many games.
So have you given up? You throwing
well,
the white
no,
flag?
No. I mean, I'm realistic.
Is
unlike
that right?
Some people. I'm realistic.
Unlike who? Who are you talking
see,
about?
That's Parker. You got one guy in the odd. That's why we're the odd couple. You have one guy that thinks with your heart, and I think with my head.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I wanted Patrick Mahomes. You know this. I've defended Patrick Mahomes all year.
And I knew he couldn't win a big game. I've been telling you all year.
But you know you didn't know it in you, but in your heart, you're right. Your head was telling you.
I know I told you.
Andy Reid cannot win the big one.
What did I call him?
Pat Mahomes is too young, right?
He's the Wilcote.
Right.
And yes,
that's
the worst coach of all time.
Told you.
I knew it.
But your heart said, no, I cannot go with Tom Brady.
No, because I saw the game before it happened, and I knew he was going to throw that third pick, and it would all be over.
What third pick? There was no third pick.
There was a pick.
Look
and then,
at the box score.
And then it was an offside.
There was no third pick.
Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
It was. It was the worst throw. It just was.
There was no third pick.
I saw it with my own eyes. It was offsides that negated it.
If you had gone with your head – over your heart, you would have picked the Patriots.
And I got news for you.
And your record in the pigskin pickoff wouldn't be 48%.
Look at you. You holding on to that. You so holding on.
I mean,
on
it
that.
Was a hold on. It was all season.
Thanks,
like
thanks,
was,
thanks, Kawhi.
Like it was a one segment thing.
Thanks, Kawhi. Because, I mean, Chris is crazy with this thing.
Wait,
and
what?
Here's the other one. I'm telling you right here. Right now, Mr. Chris Broussard, NBA aficionado and expert and whatever, insider and anything else you want to claim after all these years of coming to
the
league.
Those are my titles. I
okay?
don't claim
that. All right, you
people,
claim.
Other people claim that.
And you're telling me, I'm telling you that even if LeBron was playing, Harden is still the best player in the league. He is. Stop with the LeBron. He's not the best player. He's an
age. I think Durant's better than Harden.
Not right now. He's not. And
would Harden wouldn't be doing this on the Warriors.
No, but he didn't even have anybody else, which is even a better. First of all, he doesn't have Chris Paul. Who else got
Eric
hurt?
Eric Gordon was out for like 11 games. He's back now. Clint Capella's out.
Capella got hurt. And they're 15-6. It's not like he's piling up numbers and they're 6
right.
and 15.
They're 15 and 6 during his 21 game.
Right,
streak
of 30 or more points.
Right.
I'm impressed by that. I always say you can score a lot of points, but if you're losing, it doesn't really matter because they're all, a lot of times, they're
you're
garbage
right.
points.
But I'll say this, though. Now, you wouldn't be claiming he's the best in the world. But even if they were, say, 6 and 15, it would still be impressive what Harden's doing. 21 straight games of 30 points or more has not been done. Kareem had a streak, Rob G. It hasn't been done since the ABA-NBA merger in 76. But Kareem had a streak. Rob G, check out what Kareem's streak was.
Some people are looking up on Twitter right now.
If he has already passed Kareem, then you have to go back to Wilt Chamberlain.
They're on Twitter right now going, merger? What are you talking about? ABA?
NBA,
what does that mean?
Right, right.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But it would still be impressive if he was scoring. You know what he's averaged over his last five games? 52 points. I don't care if he lost every game. That would be impressive.
That would be 52.2 points, 9.6 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and 2.6 steals.
And most of his buckets, last night, every single basket was unassisted. You know how hard that is?
That's almost impossible. Almost impossible. And overall, it was his fifth 50-point game of the season, right?
He's been just fantastic.
The 17th time he scored 40 or more, and then again, his 30-point streak is now at 21.
Look,
he's the best player in the league. I'm sorry, LeBron.
So you're not saying right now?
No, he's the best player in the league.
Here's the
problem. Sorry, LeBron. Sorry, KD.
Here's the problem, Rob. I'm shocked at you because you even go to the extreme of saying if you get to the Super Bowl or the finals and lose, it doesn't matter. Yet here you are. Praising a guy.
We're not there yet.
I mean,
We're not there yet. I'm talking about this year. We're not at the playoffs. I got to look at what he's done this season. That's what I'm talking about.
Best season.
And this is
but
on.
But that does not mean he's the best player.
But this is on the heels of what? This is on the heels of.
An MVP. Steve Nash won back-to-back MVPs. Was he ever the best player in the world?
No.
All right,
but
so don't
different.
Give me the MVP.
But you don't have the numbers.
Was
that,
Steph the
no.
best player in the world when he won the MVP?
No.
Okay, then don't give me the
but
MVP.
But this is different. I'm talking about
LeBron's
the stuff.
LeBron's been the best player in the world. Even if you think he's not now, he had a 8 to 10 year stretch where he was the best player in the world.
But look.
But he only won 4 MVPs during that stretch.
But the numbers and what he's been doing, people haven't done in eons. And one of the lists, it was just Kobe and Michael. I mean, when you start to look at the people the people that he's matching are all-time greats. That's what you got to give him because he's not matching like somebody we don't know. I can't remember the exact thing when it was like, no, it hadn't been done in 30 years since, I think, or since.
Well, since the merger.
Right? Yeah. And what? Only Kobe and Michael
Kobe.
Had done it. I mean, that's incredible.
I mean, no, Rob, nobody.
And he's winning
right.
without help.
Nobody is debating that what he's doing is sensational. What I am saying is that you do not become the mythical, because it's mythical, you do not become the mythical best player in the world in the regular season. You just don't. You become the mythical best player in the world in the postseason.
That's your standard.
May and June. Especially when you have struggled in the most intense and the biggest moments in the playoffs throughout your career.
So when LeBron melted down, okay, by your logic, when LeBron melted down to Dallas, he couldn't have been the best player in the world, right? Because he sucked.
He
was terrible.
Good playoff moments. But, yeah, I mean, I'm fine if you say that.
Okay. I just want you to be consistent.
If you say that,
because that's one thing
I'm
consistent.
Really?
Yeah, oatmeal
you say,
and a bran muffin every
Marv,
morning makes
you kill,
me consistent.
You kill Marv Levy for never winning a Super Bowl.
He never won.
But here you are. Here you are giving a guy the best title, in the best player in the world title based on games in January.
That's why I say right now, up to this point. Now, if he goes to the
that's
playoffs.
That's not saying anything
yes,
right
I am.
Now.
Because
okay.
if he goes to the playoffs
so
and lays an egg, then I'll pull it back.
Well, and
I'll pull
and,
it back
and I'm
going
to say to you this, Rob. He does, in my book, he doesn't have to get to the finals and win the West to be the best player in the world. He just has to, when it's game 6, when it's game 7, and the series is on the line, be at your best. You might even not shoot 50% that game. You might be off, but be at your best. He only took 10 shots against San Antonio in game 6. He didn't bring it. I want to see him bring it, and You know, so if he's doing this in the playoffs, then I can give him that title.
So with the game on the line, he can't pass the ball to, like, George Hill or something with the game on the line.
If George Hill is wide open under the basket,
yes, he can, Rob Parker.
And I know where you were going.
You would have been better off to pass to Benny Hill.
George Hill's an NBA. What do you say? What do you always say? He's in an NBA uniform. George Hill's in an NBA uniform. He's an accomplished player, and he should be able to hit a layup.
He wasn't open because he got fouled.
All right. What do you say? And don't turn this into a Chris Broussard is down on James Harden. James Harden
that's what
is the man. James Harden is the man, and as it is right now, he is definitely getting
Chris,
my MVP.
Chris, I want you to fall in line and goose step with me right down the street in Houston. Just be in lockstep with me. He is the best player in the NBA
right now. So I guess by your logic, the Eastern Conference Player of the Month is the best player in the East. The Western
Conference Player of the Month is the best player in the West.
Nope. That's not what I'm saying.
Nope, not at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This next guest, we are really excited about having him on. He's a two-time NBA champion. He really became one of the most beloved Lakers during his time playing with them and winning championships with them. And he was darn near Ben Simmons before Ben Simmons.
And
I'm talking about Lamar Odom.
And being from Queens like yours truly, you already know Queens in the house. What's up, Lamar?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Doing great,
man. How are you?
I've never been better in my life, bro.
Great. That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear. Now, you're down in Manila, right, in the Philippines?
Yeah, the place where Muhammad Ali
right.
won his comeback.
The thrill in Manila.
He beat
Frazier. That was their third fight down there.
I thought that's where they made the envelopes, right? The Manila envelopes.
I think you might know, Rob. Lamar, don't feel any obligation to laugh at Rob's bad jokes. So you don't have to do that.
All right.
So you're making a comeback. You use that term comeback. So you're playing for a Philippine team that's going to be playing in an international tournament in Dubai. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct. I came to I'm gonna go to Dubai. Whatever I got left in the tank, I'm gonna leave it out there.
Okay, and you're 39 years old. So
yes.
What do you want this to lead to? What are you hoping, you know, this leads to in terms of playing ball somewhere else?
I don't know. You know, my grandmother used to say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. You know, so who knows what this will lead to.
Okay. But
how much do you miss?
The big three? You thinking?
Yeah, I'm definitely playing the big three this year as well.
Okay.
Do you think that there's a chance you could get back in the NBA in some role? Or you see a lot of players playing a lot older, you know, longer than ever before, and with all the training and all the other stuff that goes on. Is there a possibility of that?
100% there is. I can definitely major NBA team, and probably like fulfill a Draymond Green role on any NBA team.
I mentioned at the top of the hour that you kind of played like Ben Simmons before Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an apt comparison?
I think without the athleticism, maybe. I think maybe the IQ and of course our size, our ball handling and passing ability. I hope to think that I was maybe a better shooter, but Ben Simmons was.
Yeah, you were definitely.
Ben Simmons is 10 times way more athletic than me.
Right. So what do you – I mean, you obviously played with the Lakers, among other teams. LeBron is there. Everybody's excited. What do you make of them? Like, what do you think the future holds for the Lakers with LeBron there?
Well, with LeBron there, I think the future is great. Of course, if you add Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard, I think that puts us right in a mix to win the championship. I think adding LeBron to this team puts us right in.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are joined by two-time NBA champion Lamar Odom.
So Lamar, you like this NBA where you got super teams, people stacking up on teams in order so that the same teams go to the finals every year or just about? You like this NBA?
Well, I like the NBA that they're trying to put the best teams together. Of course, as a player, I always wanted to be on the best team possible. For the competition, you know, they gotta step up. These other GMs gotta.
Lamar, one of the hot topics is always the GOAT. It's usually LeBron and Jordan. People are debating. Where do you stand on the GOAT? Who do you think is the best player of all time?
I mean, well, Michael Jordan is the best player of all time. I think because of his basketball impact and, of course, his off the impact, I don't think he'll never be reached again. So I would say Michael Jordan and then Kobe Bryant and LeBron James right underneath that.
So you would put Kobe
Bryant is a strong second, I think.
Okay, because
a lot of players do right. Say that because of – is it because of the passion and the thirst for trying to win? Is that what – the will to win? Is that what it is about Kobe?
100%. And his will to win becomes contagious. You know, obviously his will to be the best definitely becomes contagious in every aspect – of the word. And I give Kobe the credit for me winning the Sixth Man of the Year award, because that's not a role that I accepted. And after talks with him, I kind of was able to settle in and accept that role and become the man at that role.
The stories out there, the reputation of Kobe is that he was hard to play with. Not that guys didn't like him, but just he was so hard driving and would be so tough on teammates. Was that the case? And then you just had to get on board and follow him? Or, you know, was he challenging guys all the time? And is that the way and made you better?
Yeah, at 10 in the morning, you could ask Sasha Vujicic, before the ball was even tossed in the air, he was getting elbowed to his chest by Kobe Bryant. and that type of mentality dripped off onto all of us, really. To be the best at our position or the best at whatever role we had on that team, we wanted to be the best at it. I know I did.
What do you make of James Harden and his stretch? I mean, he's doing this without other players. Chris Paul's hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, he is balling out. I say he's the best player in the NBA right now. Where are you on Harden?
You know what's so crazy about James Harden? Me and him had a run-in that didn't go too well a couple of years ago. But right now, he's definitely the best left-handed player I've seen in a long time, and definitely one of the best scorers in the NBA. His games, I'm definitely watching for his games. He had 61 last night.
At the Garden.
In the Mecca. I think the last person to do that was my man Kobe at 60.
Yep.
62, I think, there. So,
he matched Kobe.
What he's doing in the NBA, trying to catch Wilt Chamberlain and all these great players, incredible. And I'm proud of it because the left-handed player doing it.
Lamar, do you like – I mean, the three-point shooting is
– out of control, let's be honest.
Houston takes more than half their shots are threes, at least the last month or so. Do you like this? There are some that feel you might have to look at making some changes in the near future so that the game doesn't become basically completely three-pointers and dunks or layups. What do you feel about it?
I mean, I like it. I think Steph's greatness has hurt the fundamentals of basketball. Speaking on when there's a fast break, people are like looking to pull for three instead of getting a layup. But I think that's they're caught up in Steph's greatness. I don't want anyone to mistake my words. His greatness. Like, he's great at three-point shot, off the dribble, standing still, probably the best ever, right?
Right, I agree.
Especially off the dribble. But I think his greatness has probably hurt the fundamentals of the game, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Like people talked about that with Jordan. You know, everybody wanted to do what Jordan did, and that hurt. You know, guys were just looking at his athleticism, not his fundamentals, and I think you're right. It's very similar with Steph. It's the Odd Couple. We are joined by two-time NBA champion Lamar Odom.
And Lamar. So do you have it kind of?
And let me refreshing that answer. Steph is definitely one of the best fundamental players ever.
Right.
But his greatness hurts like the high school kid that's never going to be able to shoot like that.
Right. Because everybody thinks that they can do it, and everybody wants to do it. Everybody's chucking up threes. All the kids see it and they love it. I mean, I get it. I'm with you. So just map out your plan here. So the big three, is that like a done deal or?
No, it's not a done deal. Okay. There's still a combine that I have to go through and perform, and then hopefully get picked up by a team.
So, okay. I want to go quickly to the Warriors. You mentioned Steph. Can anybody be – I mean, I don't know if you've seen them yet with DeMarcus Cousins, but they already were virtually unstoppable. And then you add in Cousins, who seems to be fitting in really well, running the floor, doing the things he does. How do you think – can they be beaten now?
No, well, any team could be beaten, but you're going to have a really disciplined offensive team. And they're going to have a really, really good defensive scheme, because I don't think you'll be able to play them one way throughout the whole game or throughout the whole series. You're going to have defensive schemes for all the different looks that they give you.
That makes sense. All right, Lamar. Yeah.
Hey, best of luck, man.
Good luck with everything.
And we're glad that you're doing well, you know, and things are moving in the right direction. You can get back to playing basketball, which you love.
Yeah, God is on my side, bro.
All right, man. You're right about that. Stay strong.
Yes, sir.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir. It is Shop Talk. We do this every single Thursday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, where we take a segment, talk about a trending story of the week, something outside of the world of sports, because we have interest outside of the hardwood.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one story that came up this week, courtesy of USA Today, Anne Hathaway, big-time movie star, revealed in an interview that while she was filming a movie with Matthew McConaughey late last year, they got so drunk off rum with him and his wife that she decided to give up drinking for the next 18 years.
Why did she pick 18 of all things, like 18 years?
Well, I think because she has a young child and she decided I'm going to wait.
Okay, till the kid gets out of college or
exactly.
Something.
So here's the question. Maybe it doesn't have to be with drinking, but have you ever done anything to excess that you decided afterwards, I'm never doing that again? That's the question.
I don't know
I if got this a bad one,
qualifies as excess, but when I was 7th grade.
What? You were drinking?
Remember Chew used to be big.
You used to do that?
No. But okay. I'm going to tell you a story. But you remember baseball players always had to chew in their mouth?
Right.
And a friend of mine had some big league chew. Remember that? And he gave me some. And I didn't know how to chew it. So I chewed it. Like, I ate it.
You're not supposed to swallow the juice.
Put it in your, right. I was eating it like it was freaking licorice
Did
or something.
Did you get sick?
I got sick. And I've never had the desire
to do it
for Chew or anything again.
Because ABC had a show about this. Wasn't it called The Chew? No? Oh, I'm sorry.
Kawhi, even Kawhi didn't think that was funny.
I'm sorry.
All right, so what's yours?
Mine is, I know, you know, I'm a teetotaler and all that. But there was a time I used to go to weddings and drink too much. I'm not lying. I had three friends' wedding, close friends. I was carried out of all three of those weddings.
Wow.
Carried out.
Wow.
Carried out. I'm not kidding you. Like, carried out because we would go right up to the bar, which was, you know.
It was free.
Free. And give the bartender a $40 tip and just say, make Comic-Con, just keep them coming. And we would stand there. And there were three close friends who I grew up with, you know, and they literally had to carry me home.
Wow.
And I left like a $400 camera at the wedding because I was just so out of it. So I don't do that anymore when I go to weddings. I don't overdrink just because.
And you stopped drinking.
Free. Yeah, heavy. And I don't drink like that anymore. Once in a while I have a drink, but I have alcohol at home, hardly drink.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's a lesson. Hey, what about you guys?
Deb, what do you got?
Yes. Okay, I won't go into detail. Mine is similar to Rob's escapade.
Uh-oh.
But in my young life, I shall say that I did not realize. I thought, if you can't taste the alcohol in it, it's probably not that strong.
Right.
Yeah. So let's just say I will never have an amaretto sour again in my life.
Wow.
And if I ever have, and there were a combination of things. But again, if you taste it, if you can't taste it, it's not... It's not doing anything, right?
So, wow. Deb, was it double digits? Just tell me. Was it double digits?
How many
you had? Yeah.
No. And it wasn't shots either. It was frozen or it was well drinks, too.
And that was the thing.
Let's just say it was 3-for-1 of the well and 2-for-1 of the frozens. And I had a couple of rounds of each of those.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, I weighed 105 pounds at the time.
Right.
So that will not be happening again.
Right. Alex,
well,
what about you?
Rob G just whispered in my ear, Alex. That means Rob G doesn't want to tell.
All right. He likes my story. So I'll go quick here. So when I was a little bit younger in college, I did mushrooms for the first time, actual shrooms.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the trip was
mushrooms.
So bad that I actually got lost from the group I was with. And it was 10 minutes away from my house where I lived from where I was doing it. It took me 2.5 hours to get home. In the middle of the night, I'm glad nobody picked me up. Nobody stopped.
Lucky you got home.
I'm just saying my life completely changed from that night. I'm thankful for it, but I will never do that again.
Is that what made you a vegan?
I know.
That played part into it.
See, all vegetables aren't good for you.
Right.
Odd Couple.